ATR mobile.
N4IQ, N4 Italy, Quebec mobile.
Good morning, Bill. This is N0TR mobile down here. Which street is this, Bernice? Edwards Mill Road, Allied Crawford Steel. I'm just passing that. Headed down to get Bernice's eyes checked again today. She had cataract surgery.
Let me bug you. And, hope all that went well with getting surgery. And, we take Elaine to the doctor next week. She's going to go visit my retina specialist that I've been going to for years, probably 25 years or more. So it'll be her first visit with him. But anyway, I'm headed over to get my ears lowered. And it's been a month, so it's about time to get that done. And then I'll probably then go get this car washed. I won't have to do the inside, but I'll have to do the outside. I washed it about 2 weeks ago and really did a good job. But I want to take it back in again. I like it when they put the wax on it and then they put a poly coat on it. So it's about time for that. Anyway, so beautiful day out here. Golly, it's a beautiful day. And walked both my dogs this morning and had a couple of cups of coffee. N4IQ.
This is N0TR. All sounds like it's really good, as they say, fine business, Bill. Well, our kids just took off from Atlanta for Aruba, which I know you and Bob eventually are going to go there. There's a big plane right over the top of us now, matter of fact, from Delta. Well, this is Bernice's second checkup down there, and they did one yesterday, the day after the surgery, and then she's going to see the eye surgeon today, Dr. Glazier, down there at Clemson Eye. And boy, you know, talking about washing a car, Bill, ours has got pollen on it, even though we keep it inside. And last night, the yard light behind the chicken house went on. It was pretty late. So I looked out there, and I didn't see anything. And I figured it was probably the wind blowing something and, instead of a varmint. So I took the spotlight handheld, turned it on. It absolutely is amazing down here. It looked like it was, you know, those no-season bugs by the millions. But it wasn't. It was pollen.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, this we're getting into the season, and my car was, it still is right now, it's just covered with yellow pollen, but I still like this time of the year, even though my head shuts down and can't breathe, and I still like it, still pretty. Okay, on the Aruba thing, well, if she follows the CDC guidelines, and some of the actual requirements, she'll have to have a COVID test 3 times and quarantine herself for a week when she gets back.
Well, they pretty much quarantine, but the boys play sports, so I don't know how that'll go. But they had to do the expensive COVID test before they even got on the plane. And she sent a picture, and just right at 10 o'clock. And they drove to Atlanta yesterday. Isaac was supposed to have a ball game, but he didn't because of the rain. And they all had on masks, and I don't know what kind of plane they're in yet. I'll track it when I get back home after a while on FlightAware. But, yeah, that's one thing I'm sure is a concern. But like everybody else, they're tired of being trapped. And they both have been vaccinated with both of their vaccines. But, of course, the boys haven't. They're 12 and 14.
I'm sure they'll be fine. As of today in South Carolina, if you're 16 or older, you can start getting the vaccine. And, well, the other thing is once you get Aruba, you have to get tested with that same viral test, not the quickie one. The one you have to get a lab results. And they won't let you get on the plane going back either. And if you do, if you have a positive test, whether it's a false positive or a real positive, you can't get on the plane. And then you have to go to the medical authorities. And before you come back, you have to show treatment and that you don't have it anymore. In the meantime, and you have to do this within 3 days of coming back. So you better find a lab that's going to have a lab result back within 3 days, guaranteed. And, you know, we decided not to go because if for some reason it's always possible you get a false positive or the lab doesn't get the results back, you miss your plane. With us, if we missed our plane, we'd lose our tickets. And we'd have to find a place to stay for a week or two. So we just call it off. Plus, when you get home, if you follow the CDC guidelines, as soon as you get home, you get another test and you self-quarantine for a week. And we just said heck with that.
I agree with you. That's just too dang much trouble. But you know Amy, she's hard-headed like her mother.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, it's not just them, it's the kids. They'll all have to be tested, too. So if one of them came back, you know, while they're positive, I mean, I'm sure probably the whole family would stay. I don't know, maybe just one person with whoever's sick. But tell you what, it's the U.S. government that's the problem, not the Reuben authorities.
Got a little bit scratchy, Bill. Well, I know that test was over $100 a piece just to get the test here. It had to be the more expensive test, you said.
Movements require that, so do the airlines. And the same thing when you go back. To get back in the States, you have to have that same test to get on the plane to come back through the States. You know, and then CDC says, once you get back, get another test and then quarantine. But anyway, I'm sure she's aware of all that. I went up online and looked at all that, and Bob and I both, before we decided not to go, it was just too much of trouble. And the other thing is, we looked on the schedule for this location that we'd be operating on, and there really isn't anybody operating scheduled to operate from that station anytime. For over like 3 or 4 months. And I don't know if the equipment will be operating. You know, it takes maintenance and things. I don't know what condition the station will be, let's put it that way, with it just setting. I don't know if anybody else is going down there using it. That's all the sort of things that we looked into. And again, our airplane tickets, if we couldn't get back on the plane to go back with our round trip tickets, we'd just lose them. And we'd have to buy new tickets to get back.
Yeah, and short notice tickets are extremely expensive. Whew. I think you made the right decision without any question. I hadn't talked to Bob about it. I talked to him a couple of days ago, but not about that. And you're being very smart about it, Bill, in my opinion.
With our round trip tickets we have for this summer, we'll still have until, I think, February of next year to use those tickets to go somewhere else. Can't transfer them, but if I wanted to go see my brother in Florida or something, I could use them to go down there. I think that's what Bob's going to do. He's going to visit relatives or somebody.
KB4CBA.
TR, go ahead, Dave.
Good morning to you gentlemen, and see how y'all are doing today. Hello, Bill and Tom. I guess go ahead and pick it up there
in for IQ, and Bernice just got out to go into her eye appointment. Down here, she's a little early. But, Bill, that'd be an expensive mistake to make. I assume that you were going to P40 Alpha's station.
That's where it was. And the German fellow owns it. I've already sent him the emails and everything, telling him we weren't going to go. The guy's name's Ben. He and another guy, I think, actually purchased the property from P40B, who's, you know, passed away probably about 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
I'm just kind of copying the mail. I was just going to jump in there and say hello. I'll jump back in if I have a comment.
As welcome as ever. Hope you're having a good day. It's beautiful out here. Yeah, that's a shame I had to wind up that way, Bill. But, you know, there's always another day, hopefully. I don't know at our age, but you can always hope for that. Shoot, I don't know what the alternatives are right now. It's just crazy. We haven't been out to eat anywhere, and just groceries, and we got to stop by Walmart and get a prescription, and that's about it for us. Most people now are going out to eat some, but like most of the smart doctors are saying, this isn't over yet. And I think the biggest null that we're getting is due to flu viruses propagate more in the wintertime than they ever did in the summertime. And I don't care to be one of those almost 8,000 people that got that and didn't make it. So I think it's a small price to pay for us to be smart, wear the mask, stay isolated somewhat. N4IQ in 0TR.
Okay. Hey, Dave, go ahead and make a transmission. Tell us what's going on.
Hello, I'm contemplating. I went outside and checked the grass and made sure it was dry, and unfortunately it is, so I may have to get out there and cut some grass. I know my wife wants me to, even though the most of Bermuda is still brown, we do have some kind of just a potpourri of grass in the backyard, and it needs to be cut because it's already come up green. And so I was kind of just stalling, really, but looking at the forecast, I don't get much warmer, so I might as well just get on out there and do it, you know. So I just turned the radio on, and I was listening to some guys on 40 meters here on 7210, and then I turned on the 2-meter rig and heard y'all in there. Go ahead, Tom.
You come over here, stay in here and visit with us, Dave. You sound a little groggy this morning. You're semi-comatose from just getting up, maybe. Yeah, our grass is just absolutely gorgeous this year. And by the way, you've been vaccinated and that. You're welcome to come up anytime, Dave. Bill, I was going to mention, and to Dave too, there's a big police contest on today, and I got an email, and usually I just put them right in the junk, never open them, because you get all kinds of stuff coming in that junk on this iPhone, four, five, six a day, but there's a big police contest. It started at 1500 today. I can't remember how long it runs, but there's like A, B, C, D, E, F, and all these areas in Poland. And Poland's usually pretty easy to work. But didn't know if you was going to be operating in that or not, or even knew of it. This is N0TR. Go ahead, Bill.
I think the one I read about was the teletype contest. Is that the one you're talking about?
I don't think so, but I could be wrong. I think it's CW and single sideband.
Wasn't aware of that one. Not that it couldn't be. Just a minute. Teletype contest tomorrow. I think it is Polish. It's European anyway, whatever one it was. And anyway, you know, a lot of them, they show starting on Saturday, but that's the UTC time, so they start in the evening. And but there is a teletype one tomorrow. Plus, there is, which I'm going to operate in, is the North American single sideband sprint. And it's about 4 hours tomorrow evening. So I'm definitely going to operate that one. That's fun. That's where you have to QSY after you call CQ and make contact. That's a lot of fun. So I'm going to operate that. And it's only 4 hours. I like operating the shorter ones. I just, the grind where they're 48-hour weekend and you're really trying to do well. I tell you what, that's a lot of work. So, that's probably what I'll work on. And I may get in on the teletype contest. Yeah, Lane and I are going out to eat. We pretty much go whenever we want, but try to pick an establishment that's not too crowded. And fairly careful, but we go out and do things, go to church. Don't feel relatively safe since we had the vaccine. I've got a cough. Just a minute. N4IQ. Go ahead, Dave. N4IQ.
Bill, KB4CPA. Tom, I've had the virus, and my wife's had it, and back in January, and then we both had our shots. I'll call it, I got vaccinated. I don't say vaccinated. I say I got myself vaccinated, so I'm ready to go. I'm good to go. But I still I still wear a mask and keep my hands washed and doing the same things I've been doing, because it's not over and we're not it's not going away anytime soon. It doesn't look like so. Getting down to where they're not going to be reporting on it every day. So that's the day I'm looking forward to.
Turn down while I'm sitting here. Dave, is it still into the repeater okay?
Sound fine. How about me? Am I hitting it all right?
Extra good. Couldn't be any better. And it was my mistake. Bill's on the phone probably. This is invitation to the 2021 Sierra Papa, which is Polish DX contest. And it says, we would like to invite you to participate in the Sierra Papa DX contest this weekend. Starts April 3rd, 2021 from 1500 UTC, Saturday. Ends April 4th at 1459 UTC Sunday. This is the biggest operating event of the year in Poland, with typically over 1,000 Sierra Papa stations on the air on both CW and single sideband. For some, it's a competitive event. For others, it is a chance to make a QSO with old friends. And for others, yet, it is their only contest experience of the year and an opportunity to be seen and heard and to have fun. And the success of this contest depends on the participation of DX stations like you. Whether you're a veteran contester or just making casual contacts and giving Sierra Papa stations an opportunity to work DX, it doesn't matter how much time you can spend. So that might be fun for guys like you and Steve and yada, yada, yada. KB4CBA and 0TR.
Is that an email or something? How do you get on that list?
gotta be a famous DXer like me and Bill.
Okay. Well, you know, I believe that.
Well, if you do, I have some swamp ground down in Arizona, I'll sell you. Now, Bill, I'd say that's true, but not me. Anyways, you should have it there momentarily, Dave.
Thanks for sending it over. My friends are getting ready to make a noise, man. Oh, me. So will they be all over sideband on 20, 40, 80, or just do you think they'll be on 20 meters?
Put a place in their 16 provinces of Poland, and like I say, on that map you'll see they're all numbered. They're not sequential from A through Z or nothing. Like I see Papa, Fox, Juliet, Zulu, Oscar, Romeo. But there's a few letters missing there, but there's 16 provinces. And it's all in fun. And you can send in for awards if you want. But I've worked many, many, many Sierra Papa stations there. There's a lot of hams over there.
I can't remember, I think it was 20 meters I was on. I heard a guy from Poland. I never could get back to him because of the pileup, but I don't know if he could have heard me anyway, but my little measly 100 watts here, but anyway, but I mean, heck, I've talked to St. Petersburg, Russia, so I should be able to hit Poland, I would think.
In case Bill wants to jump in. Oh, absolutely. Be no problem. If we got a few sunspots, it'd be like a telephone call, but it could be a little rough right now. But, Russia's another one. I can work Russia almost any night. It just depends on CW. Now, sideband just depends on the conditions, but I'd say after this front moves through and the clearing and pretty much clear weather throughout the United States, no lightning, there's a good chance that it would it'd be a lot of fun, Dave. And you could also come over to my place and play with it if you want to.
I got 5 minutes before I have to go inside. I'm here. Yeah, I got that same email from the polls, and I was looking at it a minute ago, but the one I was thinking of is the EA Ready. It's Spanish, and it is this weekend, and it's Strippy Ready, and it's 80 through 10, all the contest ones. So that was the one I was thinking about operating, because I could operate during the day, and then in the evening I can go over to the sideband sprint, which that's a lot of fun. But no, I won't be operating the Polish one. I know for sure. I get a lot of those bulletins. It's not because I'm a great DXer or contester. What they do, they go to these different sites for like 3830, where people give their scores and whatnot. They look there. They get lists of people that are active, and also if you have been active, they look at logs. You know, people submit logs to them for past contests, and they get call signs from that, and they send these emails in mass to the ones they do have emails for. So, which is nice. It's a good reminder. Ready. That was the one I was thinking of. It's the third and the 4th of April. All right, I got to get inside. You guys take care. I'm going to get presentatable, if that's a word. get it where people can see my ears again. I'm not sure where it goes to, but I guess go ahead, Tom, N4AQ.
Okay, Bill. Always great to hear you this morning, and you have a fine day. Hope everything goes all right. You ought to be able to see from one side clear through the other side. you know, like they do me, and read the eye chart. N4IQ, sign, this is N0GR. Go ahead, Dave.
You have yourself a good day, and good to talk with you. As always. Okay, so I'm looking at this email here, and alright, so here we go. Well, I'll see if they'll add my humble name to their list. I don't send out any kind of reports or anything.
I didn't even notice that part of it, Dave. I just started the car back up here. I was sitting here with the lights on the other day and let the dad burn battery run down, but I went and got me another one. I sent you another one there from Power Equipment Direct. It's a phenomenal company and offer a lot of things. I'd sign up for their emails if I was you. You'd be surprised. That's where I bought my Generac generator from. And they have some really good bargains on there. Really reputable company. Just saw it there and thought I'd flip it on over to you.
Well, you know, that's all I need is something else to do. Make me have to do work. Oh, me. I just got an email from George Coleman Ford. They're having a big tire sale, and I talked to the service manager. I know him personally, Kurt Shockley, and I used to work for his brother, Stan, over at the Mazda place. He was the service manager, and we were good friends, tennis buddies, and all that for years. I need tires for my car, Kurt told me he'd match any price that I got on tires, so I might take him up on it. I might look on some of these other websites where you're supposed to be able to get real cheap and and see if he can compete with them.
Unusual. You said that was a tire place, Nick?
It's George Coleman Ford and Travis Rest, and that's who does I take my car up there. You know, if I need any work, I was just up there because I had a tire light fault. One of my TPMS sensors went bad, and I had to have it replaced. I don't have any way of breaking down a tire. I could have done it myself, I couldn't have done it myself because then you got to program the new one to the system. So I don't have that. I don't have a little thing. You got to have a little. There's a little. It's just a little box with a button in the middle of it, and you hold it down. You get the car in program mode, and you hold the button down. Right near the tire valve, which is the sensor's just inside the rim there behind the tire valve, and the horn will blow, and then you go around and do each tire like that, and the horn should blow when it's programmed, and once you program all four tires, it'll say, you know, program complete, and you're done, send it out the door.
I sent you a couple of things there on the text message. I used to work at a wheel plant, and we installed those Siemens type tire sensors. Boy, this gal just pulled in next to me, and she had about 10 feet either way she could go, but naturally she pulls in within the door banging area of me. And I'm parked in a handicapped spot. They walk among us. and women drivers. What can I say? She's standing right beside my antenna, so maybe I'll fry her with some RF.
That 1500 watt amp you got in the car, you could probably light up on the lighting there in the parking lot. I had a guy come in when I was in high school, came in the head station there where I worked, and there on East North and 291, and it's a Starbucks now, but anyway, and he had a CB in his car, and he had a fluorescent tube in his hand. He said, "What's this?" And he got the guy to key up the CB, and he held it near the antenna, and that fluorescent tube just glowed like crazy. It was at night, and it was something else. I'd never seen anything like it.
This is N0TR. I was doing a test one time on my beam antenna. It was a big Mosley beam. I mean, 29 foot, 8 inches long was the biggest radio, I think. And I had a tip-over tower where I could lay it down, similar to what Bob done up there. I done it years ago. And I had Bernice walk out there with a fluorescent tube, and I just went dot, di-di-di-da, which is test. And that that light glowed in her hands. And I didn't ever have an amp up in Kansas, so I know it was just 100 watts. But it'll make those glow. So what I did, Dave, I thought, well, this will be fun. I took some kind of clay, I don't remember what it was, or adhesive, and I had some neon bulbs that were about an inch long and a half inch in diameter, and I put one on each end of the radials out there. So at night, I imagine there was a lot of reports of UFOs because those neon lights ionize at 90 volts, but they'll glow like crazy in RF, and they work clear up to the day I took it down.
About that. Well, I guess I'm trying to do two things at one time here. I guess I need to put my phone down, and I'm looking at that website you sent me, powerequipmentdirect.com. Yeah, I'm going to have to bite the bullet and go out there and crank the old mower up. It might start on the first pull, but it'll definitely start on the second pull. It's been sitting out there all winter. It's a good mower. It's a Honda, self-propelled. It drags me down. It drags me along. Can you get a mental picture of that? Somebody hanging on that thing and just dragging them across the yard, and they don't let go. But anyway, I have a sick sense of humor sometimes. But it does kind of aid in moving the mower along, because it is heavy, and it's even heavier when I have the bagger on it. So, I need all the help I can get. I got a steep hill in the backyard, and either way you cut it, up and down or side to side, if you cut it side to side, it's so steep you got to go at a 45 degree angle or keep the mower going straight, or it'll go down the hill. It's crazy.
TR Mobile. Yeah, Dave, that's a motorized ham radio dragger. And we have one of those too, a Honda, that I got for Bernice. She uses it to bag grass when it's gone to seed or something that's not the appropriate type of grass that we have. And we don't have Bermuda, we got fescue. You know, I sent you a picture of it, how nice it's looking this year. It's just beautiful. And that way, if you come up the house sometime, you'll know what it looks like there. Except you're not, I don't know if the carport's in the picture or not. There's a carport there with my truck in it. But the mailbox is there, and you can look at the address, see. Yeah, that Fire Equipment Direct, they delivered my generator right to the door, put it on a pallet jack, and wheeled it down within a couple of feet of where I was going to put it. And that thing weighs 500 pounds, so. But they've really been a good supplier and honest.
Got a generator, and it would run, it'll run the stuff that I would need, essentials, in the house, because I have gas, water heater, and of course it doesn't even need electricity to run, and then I have, you know, gas logs, so we can use that for heat, and it would run the blower on the, you know, the gas heater, you know, because we have gas heat too in the house, central gas heat and AC. But anyway, I want to get that fixed up so I can, you know, just plug it into the box and run what I need to run with it. And right now it's down in the storage shed, and I don't have any power run down there yet. It's wired for either 110 or 220, whatever you want to do, but it's got all the outlets and lights and everything is ready to go. It's got the box. You just need to throw the power to it, and I'll have me some power down there. So I need to go ahead and do that.
Again, you need to come up, and I'll show you how I did mine. And now this was before I had the Generac, and it's really nicely done, and even I'm not bragging, but it is. And all I had to do was shut the main breaker off in the house and plug in a four-wire twist lock out in the carport, start the generator, and you were good to go. Back fed up through the sub panel in the basement. Problem was, it wouldn't run the electric stove. It wouldn't run the heat pump most of all. And so we needed more power than, I think it's 6750 peak and 5000 continuous. But I have a big number 10 portable cord with those plugs on it. I just keep it with the generator, and then I just plug it in the side of the house on the receptacle. And I did the same thing for my kids up in Michigan, and they've utilized it many times up there. Dave, I got to run in and use the facilities, and then I'll be back out in a little bit. And Bernice hadn't got out here, and my Lasix is talking to me, so I got to run. Great talking to you. Hope you come back on in a little bit. This is N0TR. It makes it a lot less boring sitting here. And I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, well, I know about the Lasix, but just observing my wife there, so... There, I'll let you go, and yeah, you got a nice lawn there. It's a good picture. 73's N0TR KB4CBA.